Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, direct from the world-famous Big Show Mothership Studios, please welcome the incredible number one shoe salesman in the history of Nordstrom Rack. The one and only, always dapper comedy rapper, the amazing Joe Coyne.
Hey.
Wow.
That's the intro right there.
Time to leave.
Yes. He has arrived. He's in the studio.
I gotta see you. I gotta move to the side.
I know
side
that
here.
Screen is prohibitive.
You don't have to look at me.
Yeah, I need to look at you.
All right. You know the problem with somebody who's successful. I like to get people before they get too successful because we get to talk about, you know, their background and all that, and now I don't get to talk about anything except all the crap you're doing.
Yeah, but that's a good thing, though.
I know. It's just not. I don't find it as entertaining or as interesting, but I'm happy for you. I mean,
share his resume? Is that what bothers you?
No. I like the one where saying, well, how'd you get started? And he'd tell the story. Right. And then, but I did watch that little clip that you did. You're standing in front of, where was it? The big place where you just did the show, the Netflix special?
The Forum.
Forum.
You were standing there and you were telling me the whole story about when you were just starting out.
Oh, you're talking about the Huntridge Theater, where I used to rent the theater out?
Yeah, you rented it out, and you had your mama.
Yeah, my mom was ripping tickets. Yeah, she was my number one salesperson, by the way. Yeah, for real.
How did she do it? Did she go door to door?
One person that's my best friend to this day, his name's Chen Young. He's an optometrist, and she was getting her eyes checked because her insurance paid for it,
right? Of course.
So she goes in and gets her eyes checked. And then she's like, my son is doing a show. You should go see him. He's so funny. And then she ended up selling the whole staff tickets. And he's still my best friend to this day. But that was like 25 years ago. And that's all because
now
of my mom.
You give him free tickets, don't you?
No, I still charge him. Yeah.
Of course.
If you're a friend, you're supposed to support your friend.
Exactly.
I don't know what a free ticket. You know what I hate, Scott, is when people go, you know, you give them a couple of tickets, right? And then they go, hey, you know, anytime you're in town, let me know.
Yeah,
I love to support. I'm like, I don't need you to come here to support. I need you to buy the tickets to support.
And I have these friends I'd also like to bring with me.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, how about this? Yeah, look at it. Is it, you have anything closer to the stage?
Oh. I got a better one. Here's one. They call me like, hey, I hear you're in town. And one, I don't like giving tickets, but like every now and then I'll do it.
Right.
And they'll go, hey, you gotta, I see you're coming in town. I'd like to go. I want to bring my girlfriend. I'm like, all right, cool. I'll give you tickets. And they're like, all right, now what time does it start? It's like, no, you don't ask me that. I'm not your salesperson. Like, you ask for free tickets, now you figure it out. Like,
right.
I'm not going to tell you where to park and where's the location.
You know what? What gets me too is when somebody's going to do an interview with you from a magazine or a paper or something, and they say, "Now, could you tell me a little bit about your background and why am I interviewing you or something like that?" You know, Wait a minute. You're supposed to know all that when you start talking to me.
Exactly. You can get the facts first. That'll make this conversation roll easy. I don't even understand that. How are you even a journalist when that's your first question? Say, like, Joe Coy, a comedian, huh? So... Yeah.
What do you do?
What do you do? Like, what?
I tell
why do you go? Why do you go watch and study and learn first before you ask these questions?
Yeah, and find an interesting question.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Well, so far you've had a couple of the biggest, most popular Netflix specials ever, and you got one now called Funny is Funny.
No, that's the tour. This one's called Live at the Forum, LA Forum.
I should know because I saw you standing in front of the theater talking about the Forum.
Yes.
I'm like that reporter.
Yeah, you didn't research.
No, I did.
No, you did.
The wrong number.
No, Scott, you kill. You've always been that guy. You've always been there since the beginning when I was struggling. So thank you for always letting me come in.
At what point did you realize that everything exploded?
That would be majorly exploded would be my first Netflix special.
When was that?
It was called Live from Seattle, 2017 came out, and it's like literally 2 weeks later, we noticed that the whole calendar was full.
Is that when you quit Nordstrom or no?
No. That was the Tonight Show.
Oh.
The Tonight Show is when I quit everything.
Yeah.
Because I got like this commercial deal and I started getting booked solid on the road. And I was like, okay, I don't have to keep the lights on. Yeah, I never have to work again. Yeah. And then, but coming in hot.
You always have to work again.
Yeah.
But
they don't work anymore.
You get to work again.
Yeah, huh?
It's not really work when you're out
there. No, I love it. I don't call it work. It's just, I love what I do. The only time I have to work is travel.
Yeah.
Travel is work. That hurts me hard.
Miserable.
Yeah. I don't know what time zone I'm in right now. It was like last week we were in Dubai and the Philippines.
Really?
And New York. We were here.
Oh, man.
And then we came back. It was like before that it was Chicago.
You must be exhausted.
Seattle, Phoenix. It was all in a week.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
That's like insane.
Yeah, it was insane.
How do you get over all the jet lag and that kind of stuff?
You don't. And not only that, like I'm such a road dog now. This is my 33rd year, but on the road, this is about my 20th year solid, like hard on the road.
Just constant.
It's like, I don't have a alarm clock. I don't have like this, like I don't get jet lag like most people do. The minute I land, it's like, okay, I'm a part of this time zone that we're in right now.
What's
for some
reason.
What's
your favorite place to go? Where do you love going when they book you?
Oof. There's three. Nashville. I always love Nashville.
Uh-huh.
I love Seattle, my hometown, when I go back because there's something special about it. I can feel it.
That's why you got to give away a lot of tickets, too.
No, I don't. Why? I shut that down, Shannon.
What are you talking about?
Scott, I called you, Shannon. Scott, I shut that down, man. It's done. I can't. I can't do it anymore.
No.
You're not helping me. If you're going to ask me for tickets, especially at this level that I'm at right now, it's like I'm selling out venues like four months in advance, you know? It's like, when you ask me for tickets, this is basically what you're doing when you're asking me for a ticket.
By the way.
It's like walking up to me going, hey, man, can I have $500?
Right.
And it's like, I got to pay. I have a staff. I have a crew. I have to pay for the four walls that this venue is.
And you give it to, they tell other people he gave me tickets.
Yeah, that
and
doesn't
you
help.
Have more people getting mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It's like they don't understand that. I just don't get it.
The Funny is Funny tour hits Madison Square Garden on November the 10th. Do you have any extra tickets?
Scott, yes.
I'll buy you one, Scott.
I'm just looking for anything. It's way up in the rafters. I don't care.
Scott, you get to come backstage. You know that.
Here's a question for you. I think the go-to thing in your act, as far as I'm concerned, because your social media has just been sensational the last year and a half. And I love the clips. And you talk about your mother. Remember when you decided you told her that you were going to be a comedian?
Yeah.
That was one
of the worst days, yeah.
She didn't like that, did she?
Hated everything about it.
What'd she say?
Even though I was the funniest one in the family and she loved it, you know. If there was family gatherings, she knew that Joe was going to be the entertainment. You know what I mean?
She just wanted you funny for her.
Yeah, and then the minute I graduated from high school, it's like, okay, that's just a hobby. Stop that. That's done now. Get a life.
Go back to Nordstrom.
Yeah. Get a job. And she did not want me to do that at
Wait
all.
Wait a minute. Tell me about when you were a kid and you did Michael Jackson.
Nonstop. I was performing at every talent show and every, you know, anything that my mom put together, it was always me doing Michael Jackson. She loved it. And then even when Michael Jackson stopped doing Michael Jackson, I was still doing Michael Jackson.
And people come over to your house.
Yeah, I do it anywhere. Anyone that came over, my mom's like, oh, just
that. Sold tickets.
Yeah. We'd rip tickets so you could see me do Michael Jackson in the living room.
Oh, that's funny.
And
man,
I'm not even making that up. It was just nonstop.
And finally?
This is... But you
no,
know, she's,
no. Didn't she tell you to come... She called you in the room to do Michael Jackson.
Yeah. She would. And then I told her, I'm done. I'm not doing it anymore.
No free tickets, no Michael Jackson.
Yeah. And then she's like, well, then move out. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll stay. I'll do Michael Jackson.
I'll do it for you.
I'll do it, Mom. If it pays the rent, I'll do it.
Oh, so you got the Netflix special. It's out now, and it's going great guns. You got the live show at the Garden, the Funniest Funny Tour. You got the movie. It's still in theaters,
it's
right?
Still in theaters, and it just made it overseas now. Now it's like in Dubai. It's in the Philippines. It's crazy that it's international like that.
Such a great movie.
Spielberg's the one that gave me that deal.
Yeah.
And he really, like, gave me everything. He only made Jurassic World and Easter Sunday.
I love the story you tell about when you went in and they were referencing Steven.
Yeah, they kept saying, Steven thinks you're so funny. Steven thinks you're hilarious. When we went into Amblin, and I was like, are you talking about Steven from accounting? Like, who are we talking about? Because there's no way it's Steven Spielberg. There's no way. And it was him.
There you go.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, you also start your big world tour in January. You're going all over the place.
Yeah, that's we're going to hit Australia. We're going to hit Europe. It's going to be fun. I can't wait, man. It's fun, crazy that jokes got me to go overseas.
I'm telling
jokes. And the world is getting it. Like,
yeah,
we're talking to Joe Coy right now.
Yeah, thank you.
When you do your show, it's not always about the jokes. You do incredible impressions.
Well,
except when you're on the radio, then you won't do them.
No, I do it when I want to do it. I don't want to be known as an impersonator or impression kind of, like, I love my stand-up.
You do a lot on your mom, though.
I do a lot on my mom. That's a character that that's a staple character. So it's like, when I do my mom, it's the best version of my mom, other than my mom. I really go up there and embody her and become my mom.
How many shows has she been to?
You know, she's been to a lot, but I'm telling you, when my mom comes, it's an event. It's no longer Joe Coy. It's Joe Coy and Mom.
If you were my kid, I'd be at every one of them.
Oh, man.
I would be so happy.
Yeah. She'll sit at the merch table. It's nonstop. But
oh,
you know what?
Cute.
Yeah, God bless her.
She's helping you sell those backpacks or that Funko bundle.
Funko bundle, yes.
They got all that stuff going. I need to get a Joe Coy collapsible duffel bag.
All right, done.
Give that to me right away.
I will send that to you.
One great thing about Joe Coy in person, you have tremendous physical skills that you do. You do physical comedy. You can imitate anybody's walk. And then he also imitates people in his life. I like it when you talk about the different accents around the world.
Oh, thank
and
you.
And what they say, he nails it right. I'm telling you, it's great stuff.
Okay.
I wanted to do that in a way where it wasn't like I'm making fun of your accent.
You
I wanted to like educate you on that accent.
On the different ones out there.
You know what's funny? It's so funny that you're saying that I'm doing this impersonation thing. Because we were in the car, and I used to open for John Lovitz. John Lovitz gave me a huge break.
He's a character.
And he took me on the road with him, and he loved it when I would talk like him to him.
Yeah.
So everyone that would walk up to him, he was like, this is Joe Coy. He does a great impersonation of me.
and
one time, KC from KC and the Sunshine Band walked up to us.
Oh, you're name dropping.
Yeah, but he walked up to us and he was like, oh, I'm a big fan, John. He's like, oh, nice to meet you. I love you, Casey, but this is Joe Coy. He does an impersonation of me. Take it away, Joe. And I'm like, what do you want me to say? He's like, exactly. That's exactly what I was. It was like an SNL sketch wherever we went. It was just so much fun with John.
You know what my favorite thing about you is? You bring so much joy and love to what you do.
Aww.
And not everybody can do that with comedy. And I think that's what just pulls me in.
Aww, and now he's going to take his joy and love and hit the road.
Yes. Yes,
now
I am.
live from the L.A. Forum on Netflix right now.
Yes.
And I'll see you at the Garden.
Let's go. November 10th.
I'm buying my own tickets.
No, you're not, Scott.
He is Joe Coy, ladies and gentlemen, on CBS FM.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.